The Green Room with Orla Barry on News Talk.
Well, it tells the story of four women who've been friends since they were children. And 6 years ago, one of the four was held at gunpoint, stripped and assaulted. Those four women have come together in a new production called Dressed. It's being staged at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival this month. Josie Dale Jones, one of the show's performers, joins me now, fairly fresh off the stage. I understand, Josie, how did the night go?
Yeah, very well, thank you. I think the audience responded well and nothing went completely wrong, so that's great.
that's always a bonus. That's always a bonus.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
So it's a collaboration, I understand, between the four of you and the four of your friends, and you're all involved in the arts. You're a theatre maker yourself. Lydia herself has her own story to tell. But talk us through how the story came about, first of all.
In 2012, Lydia was stripped at gunpoint, and 5 years later, she decided that she was going to make all of her clothes from scratch, and she did this to kind of redress herself in a new set of healing armour. She blogged about it the entire time, and at the end of that year, she kind of released a blog post about the reasons why she'd done it. And then the press really picked it up, and she wrote lots of articles. But for Lyd, a lot of this is kind of, it's always about being creative and turning something that's actually really dark and traumatic into something beautiful. And the response that she got from the blog, not just from the press, but also people following the blog, was overwhelming. And she realised how much the story kind of needed to be heard. And she kind of approached me, I guess, and said, can we make a show about it? And so I said, yes, if you really want to do that, let's do it. And then we got our friends Olivia and Nobha involved. And Olivia is a dancer and choreographer, and Nobha is a singer and songwriter. So we kind of wanted to use all of the different things that we did to express Lydia's story in different ways.
And her decision to make all her own clothes and only wear her own clothes as a kind of a response or a way of dealing with what had happened to her, did it help? Did it, you know, I know obviously it was all the press, but that's another side of it. Did it help her emotionally or psychologically?
I think it did, you know. I think when she first started at the beginning of 2016, I don't think she knew what she was doing or why she was doing it. It wasn't, it wasn't a logical decision at all. And I think the more time that she spent sewing, I think it must, you know, it's a really patient thing to do, sewing, and you spend hours on your own. I mean, I just assume it must have given her a lot of time to process things. And she'd also, when she was doing it, she moved away from the city that we were all living in. And I think it was, you know, again, a subconscious way of kind of disconnecting from everyone and really having to figure her own stuff out before she was ready to come back to everyone. I think it was a long process of her processing things.
And I guess I should ask, the assault on her, did it happen in the UK or was it abroad?
It didn't happen in the UK, no.
Okay. And for her, she made clothes, she made the costumes essentially that you're wearing each night in the programme, I understand. She had them made and they were lying under her bed for a considerable period of time?
So yeah, the first thing she did when she got back, and this is still in 2012, just to get the timeline right, she locked herself in her mum's attic and started sewing, and she made these four costumes that were kind of the different women that she found herself trying to be. And yeah, those four costumes, she didn't really do anything with them, and they were kind of for a show that didn't exist at the time. And then, yeah, she put them under her bed and kind of went on with her day to day. And then in 2016, that's when she decided to stop making costumes and she started making clothes.
And who were those four women that she was trying to be?
So there is a kind of Joker clown character, someone that is trying to make light of the situation. There's a showgirl who is just, you know, she's got a huge facade up. There's a warrior who is just wanting to fight it all and fight everything all at once. And then there was a kind of a mute, almost bondage-y woman who I guess is kind of the... it's kind of the darkness and the trauma, as well as the sensuality and the kind of expression of sexuality and how that might have changed or shifted. Yeah.
So I guess it's one thing to, you know, go into the whole making of her own clothes, wearing her own clothes, blogging about it, and then telling the story to her readers. But it's another thing to bring the story to the stage in Edinburgh and tell it in the way that you're telling it, which I understand is quite unusual in itself. It's not like you're telling it in a very obvious fashion on the stage.
No.
Yeah.
No, we don't.
Yeah. But how is it for her each night then, in some ways, going through this and telling this story in a certain way to audiences? Do you know?
We've made the show because it's a reclaiming of her story. So after spending years trying to gain control of it, when the press picked it up, she lost control of it all again. And so this story and the reason that she has made it with us three is because it can be told in a way that she wants it to be told. And it's not just in words, it's not just through movement, and it's not just through song, but they're all things that at different times help to express different aspects of our story. And I think it's a really generous thing for her to have done and to share every day, because it, especially in the kind of the time that we're in at the moment and the Me Too movement and all of that, it's really important thinking about the personal stories, and hers has got nothing to do with something like the Harvey Weinstein allegations, but somehow it is part of the same movement, and it's about taking care of those personal journeys within something that is brilliant for change, but they're still, you know, there's still individual stories and journeys within all of that, and that's what this show is about.
And the funny thing about Edinburgh is that people can wander into shows and not know, because there's so many shows happening all at the all at different times of the day, that people will often walk into shows knowing nothing about what they're about. Do you think that this happens, that audience members walk into dressed and don't know the background to it?
Yes, it is unavoidable in a place like Edinburgh. At the moment, I think the reason that people are coming is because someone's told them to come, and so they probably have a kind of idea of what it is. But we quite like that people might come and not have any idea what it's about, because, the opening very much lures them into a false sense of security. We're on stage, we're having fun with four friends, and then something happens and everything changes. But the show, it's all stemmed from Lydia's experience, but it's not about Lydia's experience. It's far more about female friendship and support and how we can all stand together.
And is there any element of the audience engaging with you afterwards? Because often performances like this can be, you know, they can be triggers for audience members, or people can go to them specifically because they want to see how someone else is maybe dealing with the issue and they may want to talk about it. Has there been any platform for audience members to engage with you afterwards?
We don't have a platform set up ourselves. So with the nature of the Fringe, we have a get out to do straight after the show. And everything crashes back down to reality. And we have a 15-minute turnover. And yeah, there are sometimes people afterwards that want to talk to Lydia. But we have free seats on the seats, which also kind of guide people towards different charities. Okay. If they have experienced something like that, or they know someone that has experienced something that they might want to talk to someone about.
Gotcha. Well, it's one of the most talked about shows at the Edinburgh Fringe. It's entitled Dressed. Josie Dale-Jones is one of the show's performers. It's on every night. Where is it being staged exactly?
It's on at Underbelly in Cowgate at 6 o'clock every day, except the 14th.
Every day except the 14th. Lots of Irish people, I'm sure, as you'll discover. Josie is still talking to us after the show. So she's at the Edinburgh Fringe as she talks to us. But as I'm sure you will witness, there are many Irish people who travel over to Edinburgh to attend the events, or indeed are taking part in the events. So watch out for that one. It's entitled Dressed. Josie, enjoy the rest of the run and the very best of luck with the show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And thanks for joining us live this evening. That's Josie Dale-Jones joining us there from the Edinburgh Fringe. Apologies for the quality of the phone line, but she is in the middle of Edinburgh. And you know what? To even get a phone line sometimes working to the Edinburgh Fringe can be a challenge.
News Talk 106 to 108.